lost the plot. At least I never lost my crop. Mom says I lost the plot. At least I never lost my crop. Mom said I lost the plot, at least I never lost my crop. Mom said I lost the plot, at least I never lost my crop. Mom said I lost the plot, at least I never lost my crop. Mom said I lost the plot, at least I never lost my crop.
van mijn best in mijn pants. Ik kom pullen met ding in ends. En die best die zit stok in mijn pants. Mijn shank die is langer dan Twitter CM. Die opgeslagen mag geen. Al mijn jongen drillen zijn eng. Mijn shank die is langer dan Twitter CM. En die foto wip met ding. Geen meer in mijn ik van mijn best in mijn pants. Ik kom pullen met ding in ends. En die best die zit stok in mijn pants. Mijn shank die is langer dan Twitter CM. Die opgeslagen mag geen DM.
Je kan ons niet vergeten. Ik heb die saus, breng het naar beneden. Ik breng niet af, ik zie je willen vegen. Ik heb die saus, die niks zie ik beven. Net de aardbeving, dat is beweging. Jij slaapt op één ding, wil nog geen trouwring. Pas als ik oud ben, wilde je rust, stop met je houding. Je bent niet jezelf, want jij gaat de saus zijn. Hoofd die is heet, soms heet het aan Poetin. Ik fuck je bitch en ik ga er ook smoot in. Ik heb geen tijd, dus ik ga weer de boet in. Hoofd die is heet, dus ik sta in een koelin. Ik kan weer lachen, wat tijdens de boeking. Kom niet vertragen, kom niet met de storing. Ik draai een assie met Theon ook woning.
We vallen naar binnen, nigga, met z'n vijven. Tap die beats, we zijn aan bijten. En niet veel praten met die wijven. Capuchon op, het gaat erop blijven. En mijn woorden die zorgen voor cijfers. Twee notities als we echt strijden. Kom in je huis voor je buiten. Go to off die kluis. Maar die tip, dat ga ik niet vermijden. Gang, gang. Allemaal jong drillen zijn eng. Mijn shank is langer dan 20 cm. In een foto whip, nummer 2 die pull up met gang in je fucking ass. Skuskuur op het grasveld. Wat je weet zelf, wij zijn fucking rappers. Dip diski, op een opboy. Laat die man druppen of ik laat hem lekker.
Allemaal jong drillen zijn eng. Mijn shank is langer dan 20 cm. In die foto whip met gang. Geen meer in mijn ik voor mijn pants in mijn pants. Kom pullen met gang ENS. En die best die zit stok in mijn pants. Mijn shank die is langer dan Twitter CM. Die opgeslagen mag geen. Allemaal jong drillen zijn eng. Mijn shank die is langer dan Twitter CM. En die foto whip met gang. Geen meer in mijn ik wil mijn best in mijn pants. Ik kom pullen met gang ENS. En die best die zit stok in mijn pants. Mijn shank die is langer dan Twitter CM. Die opgeslagen mag geen DM. Die foto whip met gang. Geef voor them, maar ben met DM. Ze vragen me wat is die M. Ik heb die shit in bedrijf, ik sling. Mijn shank die is langer dan Twitter CM. Die opblijft slijden, maar GTM. Ik kom pullen met gang ENS. Allemaal niggas, ja, die rennen op die cijfers. Klem je de eerste keer, dan word ik wijzer. Money is zo krukken, ik moet het strijken. Of ze mijn hielen, stop je in de struiken. Je gaat niet inzien, maar ik zie je wat duiken. Die internet gangster komt niet naar buiten. Wie die assist, die komt uit de zuiden. Je dacht dat mijn shank op buigen. Tips, best lijkt net een fonteintje.
Lange prikker, loop met temper. Pussy test, let op mijn temper. Veel te verliezen, kan niet met je mengen. Let op die raken, ze lekker net zenden. Ik had hem dood, dus hij kwam via boven. Ik wilde hij langs, maar hij was al betoverd. Focus, focus voor mijn Moses. Impact harder dan de koger. Push knife sla in je gezicht. Ben op mijn cash, maar je staat in mijn zicht. Rennen naar boven, we zoeken naar licht. Was op wat ik heb die remi geslikt. Zij op Bokalif, die is me getikt. Vuur voor mijn ogen, mijn hoofd in de fik. Hij wilde mijn hart en nu kijk in mijn trip. Hij wilde mijn hart en nu kijk in mijn trip.
Allemaal jong drillen zijn eng. Mijn shank die is langer dan 20 cm. En die foto wip met gang. Geen meer in mijn trip voor mijn bench in mijn pants. Ik kom pullen met gang ENS. En die bench die zit stok in mijn pants. Mijn shank die is langer dan 20 cm. Die opgeslagen mag geen. Mijn jong drillen zijn eng, mijn shank die is langer dan 20 cm. En die foto wit met gang, geen meer in mijn lief, mijn bitch, mijn pants. Ik kom pullen met gang, je ends. En die bands, die zit stok in mijn pants. Mijn shank die is langer dan 20 cm. Die opgeslagen mag geen. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, hey, I'm a gorilla in a fucking scoop. Gonna pull up to the zoo, nigga. Oh, nigga, who the fuck is you? I don't know, nigga. No, nigga, pull up on your blocks. We gon' blow, nigga. Go, nigga. Run, nigga. Run for the pole, nigga. Hey, please, nigga. Hey. Gas what I smoke, nigga. Smoke. Fizz in my dough, jump out the window, nigga. No, you can't get no money, silly hoe. Silly hoe. I just hit a stain, funny dough. Funny dough. Hey, 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 funny dope. Talking out his neck, pistol to his throat, to his throat. Bang, blow this motherfucker, he gon' choke. Nah, bang, on the ground, on the floor. Someone pick him up, take him to the mall, to the fucking thing. I'm riding through New York, skirt, skirt, bang, bang. Then they go and shoot New Jersey up, bang, bang, bang. Trying to take my chain, I ain't going, I ain't going. We gon' come and blow New Jersey up, bang, bang, bang. You want some? Hurry up, hurry up. Try to rob, bitch, me 30'd up. Just like volcanoes, bitch, I'm curried up. Curried up, cheese in my pockets, velvet up. Hey, 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 I'm a gorilla in a fucking coupe. Finna put love in the zoo, nigga. Oh, nigga, who the fuck is you? I don't know, nigga, no, nigga. Pull up on your block, we gon' blow, nigga. Blow, nigga, run, nigga. Run for the park, nigga. Gas what I smoke, nigga. Smoke. Feds in my dough, jump out the window, nigga. No, you can't get no money, silly hoe. Silly hoe. I just hit a stain, funny dough. Funny dough. Finesse. Hey. I just hit a stain, funny go. Finesse. I just hit a stain, funny dough. Finesse. Got 24 fucking folks. 20 bands, nigga. Spit that shit on fucking coast. Call my brother, fuck my ear. Now I got one in the nose. I'ma still put some diamonds on. Baby, put these diamonds on the phone.
We'll be right back. this party, then why did you come here?
Welcome in then. This is Pulped. We are a Planet of Sound production, and we're here really because a few weeks ago Pulp announced that they were going to reform for a second time and play some shows next year in 2023. And when I was significantly younger and slimmer, I considered myself to be a bit of a fan, and so I thought this is a good opportunity to dig out the old records. Not the hits, though. We've actually got today lots of B-sides, remixes, covers, session tracks, live recordings, even some demos that never really saw the light of day. And so, yeah, strap yourselves in. This is Pulp and their Deeper Cuts. Please understand, we don't want no trouble. We just want the right to be different. That's all.
Are you ready to go?
So previously, when Pulp last reformed, they basically left us with this, which is a kind of scrap from the cutting room floor of the We Love Life sessions, if you like, reheated and filtered through the machines of James Murphy and Soulwax.
After you.
Yeah, this is After You, Soul Wax Remix, and we'll stick with the remixes for now.
What is this feeling called love? What is this feeling called love?
So I've reached here for the boy CD single of Something Changed, and this is Moloko giving Feeling Called Love a damn good seeing to.
About in the movies, but this is chocolate boxes and roses.
begins to spin and spin outside the window, faster and faster and faster. And this is the only place of focus, the hub upon which everything else revolves.
Okay, what we're going to do right here is go back all the way to 1981. You probably know this story. John Peel did a gig at the Polytechnic in Sheffield where Jarvis handed him a demo tape and John promised to listen to it in the car on his way home. And literally a week later, the show's producer, John Walters, rang his grandma's house, and within weeks, they were at Maida Vale recording this. November 1981, that's Turkey Mambo Mama, recorded for the John Peel program, which Jarvis describes that track as one part Gone Daddy Gone by the Violent Femmes mixed with a bit of early Pig Bag with a borrowed xylophone from school. This next track I'm going to play is actually lifted from their final John Peel session, which was almost 20 years later, and this track is titled Duck Diving.
The ponds are very big, so that one end people bathe and at the other end they fish. Old chaps with bald heads sit on folding stools and fish with rods and lines. Little kids squeeze through the railings and wade out into the water to fish with nets. But the water's much deeper at our end of the ponds, and that's where we bathe. You're not allowed to bathe there unless you can swim, but I've always been able to swim. They used to say that was because fat floats. Only I don't dive. Not from any diving board, thank you. I have to take my glasses off to go into the water, and I can't see without them. And I'm just not going to dive, even from the lowest diving board, and that's that. And they stopped nagging me about it long ago. And this summer, they were all on at me to learn duck diving. You're swimming on the surface of the water, and suddenly you upend yourself just like a duck and dive down deep into the water, and perhaps you swim about a bit underwater and then come up again. I dare say ducks begin doing it soon after they're born. It's different for them. So I was learning to duck dive, to swim down to the bottom of the ponds and pick up a brick they'd thrown in and bring it back up again. You practice that in case you have to rescue anyone from drowning. Of course, they'd be bigger and heavier than a brick, but I suppose you have to begin with bricks and work up gradually to people. The swimming instructor said, "I'm gonna throw the brick in." It was a brick with a bit of old white flannel round it to make it show up underwater. He made everyone else come out of the water to give me a chance, and they were standing watching. I could see them blurred along the bank, and I could hear them talking and laughing. But there wasn't a sound in the water, except me just treading water, gently, waiting. And then I saw the brick go over my head as the instructor threw it, and there was a splash as it went into the water ahead of me. And I thought, I can't do it. My legs won't upend this time. They feel just flabby. They'll float, but they won't upend. They can't upend. It's different for ducks. But while I was thinking all that, I'd taken a deep breath, and then my head really went down, and my legs went up into the air. I could feel them there, just air around them. And then there was water around them, because I was going down into the water after all. Right down into the water. Straight down. The water was like a thick greeny brown lemonade, with wispy little things moving very slowly in it. Down we went, and the lemonade looked quite wet from the water, and it became just a dark blackish brown, and you'd wonder you could see anything at all. Especially as the bit of white flannel seemed to have come off the brick by the time it reached the bottom and I caught up with it. The brick looked different down there anyway, and it had already settled right into the mud, and there was only one corner left sticking up. I dug into the mud with my fingers and got hold of the thing, and then I didn't think of anything except getting up again with it into the air. But touching the bottom like that had stirred up the mud, so that I began to go up through a thick cloud of it. It made me feel I might be getting lost. Perhaps I'd swum underwater too far. Perhaps I'd come up at the far end of the ponds amongst all the fishermen and foul their lines, and perhaps get a fish hook caught in me. Perhaps I just wasn't going to find the top again, and the air again. The funny thing was, I only began to get afraid on the way back, even though I was going up quite quickly and the water was already changing from brown black to green brown, and then to bright lemonade. I could almost see the sun shining through the water. I was getting so near the surface. It wasn't until then that I felt really frightened. I knew I was moving much too slowly. I knew I would never reach the air again in time. And then suddenly I was at the surface. And pond water was trickling down inside my nose and into my mouth, which I hate. But there was air all around and above for me to breathe, to live. And I might live to be 100 now, and keep a sweet shop of my own, and walk on the moon, and breed mastiffs, and rescue someone from drowning, and be awarded a medal for it, and be interviewed on TV. And then I noticed they were shouting from the bank. They were cheering and shouting, and the instructor was helloing with his hands around his mouth. I turned round and swam to the bank, and they hauled me out and gave me my glasses to have a good look at what I brought up from the bottom. Because it wasn't a brick. It was just about the size and shape of one, but it was a tin. An old, old tin box with no paint left on it. An old brown-black slime from the bottom of the ponds. It was as heavy as a brick because it was full of mud. We get excited as we did. There was nothing there but mud. We strained all the mud through our fingers, but there wasn't anything else there. Not even a bit of old sandwich or the remains of bait. I don't know how that tin could have got there. Anyway, it must have been there for years and years by the look of it. When you think, it might have stayed there for years and years longer if I hadn't found it. Perhaps stayed sunk underwater forever. I've cleaned the tin up now, and I keep it on the mantelpiece at home with my coin collection in it. I had to duck dive later for another brick, and I got it all right, without being frightened at all. But it didn't seem to matter as much as coming up with a tin. I shall keep that tin as long as I live. And I might live to be 100.
So this is Duck Diving, which apparently was originally titled Peri Reggae, but has also been known as Return to Air after the short story by Philippa Pierce, which she wrote for a BBC series, Over to You, in the 60s. And it was spotted by Jarvis in a 1970s English Project Stage 1 textbook. And whilst we're here, actually, I've got to thank Acrylic Afternoons, the Pulp fan site, for lots of really invaluable information and fact-checking.
Such a beautiful body. Oh, you make such a beautiful body. I stole these yellow lip curls at night. You hear my footstep on your bedroom stair. And I will take the first boy in every house in town.